once again, Sir Arthur.
Good evening.
We spoke yesterday about the history of the Strieb Grieblings. I'd like now, if I may, to move on to your more immediate family.
Yes.
Your father now, what sort of relationship did you have with him?
My father was a remote, icy man. Remoter, icier, and indeed manlier than I was.
Were you close?
Well, he was closer than me, but almost from the moment I was born, he wanted no more to do with me. Not very paternal as a father. Instead, he proposed to have me reared by wolves. Fortunately for me, there were very few decent-sized wolves in the Aylesbury area at the time. In fact, the only thing that even remotely resembled a wolf was my Aunt Mary's Pekingese, and my father, in his wisdom, drew the line at me being suckled by a Pekingese.
Really? Why?
No, I don't think it was a racial thing. He had great respect for the Pekingese. They were the Chinese hunting dogs, you know.
Were they?
Oh, yes. They were bred to track down the hippopotami that infested the Futsoy Valley and drag them out of their warrens. Hence the huge, boggling eyes which they developed.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people think the Pekingese developed their huge, boggling eyes in order for them to be able to see in the dark down the hippopotamus warrens. But not so. No, not so. Not so at all. The reason why the Pekingese developed such huge, boggling eyes is purely one of surprise that anyone should ask them to perform such a function. Terribly small Pekingese, and the hippo, by contrast, is gigantic, and it would take about 500 Pekingese working as a team to drag the hippo out of its lair. So my father decided to have me raised by goats.
So as a child, you ran free with the goats?
No, I wasn't free. Not free at all. Far from it. I was shackled to a post. My father's way of getting me to stand on my own 2 feet.
2 feet, Sir Arthur, and your second gift, 2 turtle doves. Is there a sentimental reason for that?
No, I'm afraid I can't be too sentimental about a bird that attacks helpless turtles. No, I eat them without compunction. I must say they're delicious. Lovely, lovely turtly flavor.
As well as a taste for turtle doves, you've retained, I imagine, a lifelong fondness for the world of the goat, goat's cheese, goat's milk, and so on.
No. Oddly enough, I went off goats somewhat after being raised by them. Never taken to goat's cheese. Got a few goat waistcoats, hats, shoes, underwear, things like that. But that's normal. Everybody's got those. Kid gloves, I quite like them. But the actual cheese, I've never had much time for.
What about your mother?
Oh, my mother, by contrast, was a saint. Whenever I think of my dear mother, I have an abiding image of a small, kindly, plump, grey-haired lady pottering at the sink. Get away from the bloody sink, my mother would yell at her. And get out of my kitchen, you awful, plump, little, kindly woman. We never found out who she was. Drove us all, and I mean absolutely all of us, stark, raving mad.
Are you hinting there, Sir Arthur, at your father's breakdown?
Yes, indeed. One day, quite without warning, he became utterly convinced that he was a bat. Made a pathetic sight, standing there in the middle of the village green, asking the locals to throw cricket balls at him.
And did they?
Oh, yes, we all did. We all joined in. He was a deeply unpleasant and very unpopular man, but tough as teak. You have to give him that. He hung on in there for, about 6 hours, till about 4 o'clock. During the tea interval, they brought on the heavy roller, and that did the trick. I think he'd had a pretty good innings.
Given the opportunity, Sir Arthur, is there any one thing that you wish you could say to your father now?
On reflection, I think very much what I ought to have said to him at the time.
What was that?
Well, something along the lines of, watch out, Papa, there's a heavy roller behind you.
Thank you, Sir Arthur.
Yes, ma'am. Private.
Peter Hook unveils the third element of his Life in Pieces tomorrow night at 9:30.